That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, that day, that day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah. We are continuing with our series, Signs of the Final Hour. And today we will be talking about something very serious, which is prevalent in our society, decline of religion. And it is sad to say that the time that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned is with us, and many of us are blind to these signs. So inshallah, after today's episode, you'll come to have a clear understanding of the signs that we are talking about. And you'll agree that we are living in that time. But before we proceed, the blessings of Darood e Pak, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Darood e Pak in abundance will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. There are many hadiths that deal with the sign of the last day and has provided us with clear description of the period when these signs will appear. We can understand from the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the stage of the end times is a period that on the surface will appear to be religious, but one that will have drifted far from the ideals of Allah's religion and far from the moral values of the Holy Quran. It is a period in which you find that the clear indicated verses of the Quran are bypassed, and you find people assuming to be scholars giving false interpretation, false judgment in the name of Allah, in the name of religion. And obviously you find many things like worship performed just for show, and our deen being used as a means of profit and financial gain. The people are using even religion for their own personal benefits instead of propagating deen for the benefit of mankind. People are more concerned about what they can gain for themselves. And this is characteristic of this time, that faith here today does not depend on knowledge, but more on imitation. And you find this time many misguided Muslims are in the majority, while you find true scholars and sincere Muslims are in the minority. And it is very evident if you find, you go to many of our masajids, you find in most times it is almost empty of worshippers. But you look on a Friday, you find the masjid is full to capacity. You go to the masjid on a big night, you find it full to capacity. But you find that the masjid during normal times for salah is virtually empty. So again, this will show you that the true followers of deen, that means those who are actually practicing deen, are now very few. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned some verses from the Holy Quran, where in Surah Furqan, verse 30, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "And the noble messenger submitted, O my Lord, indeed my people took this Quran as worthy of being abandoned." Can you see this verse of the Holy Quran? Many of us have abandoned the Quran. Oh, viewers of Badi channel, look into your own lives. When last did you hold the Quran and read it? When last did you try and understand some verses of the Quran? When last did you enjoy the kalam of Allah yourself? Leave everyone else. Answer this question yourself. Are you not also amongst those who are described here? That people took this Quran as worthy of being abandoned. Aren't many of us doing this? We have abandoned the Holy Quran. The only time we read the Quran is as a ritual in the month of Ramadan, because we got nothing else to do. Or if someone passed away, then we read the Quran for 40 days. So aren't we also part of this? And people treat this Quran as something to be ignored. And as we said, this is the sign of the end times, where the Quran, which is the book of guidance, will be disregarded and people will stray far away from it. And also mentioned, near the establishment of that final hour, there will be days when knowledge will be taken away and ignorance will spread. This is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Knowledge will be taken away and ignorance will spread. There will come a time, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that there will be nothing of the Quran except its outward form, and nothing of Islam except his name. And they who call themselves by this name will be people furthest away from it. Is this not the truth? And also, the scholars have mentioned there is one verse in the Holy Quran, Surah Jum'ah, verse 5, the translation from Kanzul Iman. The example of those who were entrusted with the Torah, they did not carry out its commands, is like the donkey carrying books. What a wretched example is of the people who denied the signs of Allah, and Allah does not guide the unjust. So this description is of those who were charged with the responsibility of Torah, but they did not uphold it. So the similarity is like a donkey carrying books. Now, no doubt this verse is a warning to the Muslims as well, because the Quran is saying this, reminding us that we must not be like these people and fall into the same error. That means the Quran is a book of guidance, so we shouldn't be like the donkeys carrying the Quran and not understanding what it contains and not being guided by the message of the Quran, like the people of the past. Now, again, we have to ask ourselves this question. How many of us are actually keen in understanding what is in the Holy Quran so that we can be guided? Many of us recite it like parrots. Aren't we curious to know what is inside the Quran, what the verses stand for? Alhamdulillah, the Waliya Kamil, Amir al-Sunnat, has made it so easy for those who are steadfast in all the work of Dawat Islami. Every morning, the Madni Halka in Dawat Islami Masajid, we have Madni Halka. And one of the items of the Halka is that you read three verses of Kanzul Iman with the tafsir, that means the translation and the commentary, to know at least minimum three verses. And it doesn't mean we must stop at three verses. The reason why Amir al-Sunnat wants us to do this, then when we hear the three verses, sometime maybe something will trigger in our minds that we're only listening to three verses. And the light of the verse, the meaning will attract us to the Quran, so that it will tempt us now to take the Quran and read more. Because this Quran is the book of guidance. Guidance for us. And we're supposed to be guided and guide other people who are misguided. But we ourselves need guidance because we have abandoned the book of guidance. So that's why this ayat about Torah being on the back of a donkey, does it not apply to us as well? Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that despite the fact that the Quran will be read and knowledge it contains will not be considered, and this will be another sign of that end time. And another comment that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, there will come a time upon the Ummah when people will recite the Holy Quran, but it will not go further than the throat. And this is in Bukhari Sharif. But regarding this beautiful hadith is mentioned, again this is in Sahih Bukhari, narrated by Hadrat Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu. It mentioned when Hadrat Ali radiyallahu anhu sent some gold to beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Yemen. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributing it amongst various other tribes, and some people were not happy, and it's mentioned that one person came, and the description in the hadith is, this person had sunken eyes, a bulging forehead, and a very thick big beard, fat raised cheeks, clean shaven head, and he said, O Muhammad, be afraid of Allah, mazallah. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, who would obey Allah if I disobeyed him? He trusts me over the people of the earth, but you do not trust me. There was some companions, they asked permission from beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to behead this person because of his arrogant, the way he spoke to beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spoke in this manner to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them and he said, out of the offspring of this man, there will be people who will recite Quran, but it will not go beyond the throats. And they will go out of Islam as an arrow goes through the game. And they will kill Muslims and spare the people who worship idols. Now dear viewers of Madni Channel, what are we seeing today? Are we not seeing this? Are we not seeing conflict in Muslim countries? Who are killing Muslims? Are Muslims not killing Muslims? This bloodshed being carried out in Muslim countries by Muslims. Whoever is manipulating them is a different story. But is Muslim against Muslim. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has predicted this. We don't want to name the countries. There are many countries where Muslims are being butchered by Muslims. Babies are being torn apart. Muslims are starving. There's no food. Their homes are being bombarded and blasted. Even things like hospitals and even sanitation plants for water, whatever. So the idea is to create widespread damage that will affect the people. And many people in many of the countries are starving. Whereas the rest of the world, people are actually throwing away food. Yeah, Muslims are subjecting other Muslims to this. So is this not what beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted? That at the end of the time you'll find Muslims like these that have been described, who proclaim to be Muslims, are killing others. These are signs that we spoke about and around us. We know about it, we know the countries involved, and not only one country. Many Muslim countries, we're having this situation where Muslims are killing Muslims. And many of them reciting La ilaha illallah, taking the name of Allah and killing Muslims. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, he said that this will happen because of lack of knowledge. He was asked, how will knowledge vanish despite the fact that we will be reciting Quran, teaching our children, sending our children to the masajid, etc. And why this will happen? Again, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, because despite of us reading the Quran, teaching the Quran, we will not act upon the Quran. So these are the signs of the end times. So we find that unfortunately many Muslims fall into this category. And also beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, there's another hadith, that we will follow the ways of those nations that were before us, span by span, cubit by cubit, that means inch by inch. And if they entered the hole of a lizard, you too will follow them. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, O Messenger of Allah, are you meaning the Yahud and the Nasara? He replied, who else? And also, we can understand from hadith that people will become corrupt, and this corruption is also signs of the end times. That means people will be far from truth and justice, and many people will be causing discord and trying to make people move away from the path of Allah. And before the last hour, you'll find our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a person will be a believer in the morning, in the evening he'll become an infidel. Or a believer in the evening will be a believer, in the morning he'll be an infidel. And that is also happening. Many people are changing the religion because of pressure and influence of the Western way of life, Western culture. And the fact that they're attracted to the Western way of life And the fact that they are far away from knowledge, so they don't see the beauty and the truth of our deen. In some countries, the people who are propagating their false religion, they are using false messages and attracting people with music and making the propagating of their religion fun. And the young people like music and dancing, so they're using this style to capture the young people. So the young people who are far away from deen, they get captured by these things, and that is how many of them are leaving the deen of Islam, which was predicted by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means if we follow the ways of the kuffar and get attracted by them, and this is going to be the end results. And also is mentioned, let them, those who seek better times, that means they must seek shelter from evil in Allah. Because there will be people who are very corrupt, and hypocrisy will prevail. And nobody will be ashamed at the manifestation of evil deeds. And you find this happening. Many evil things are happening around us. You find we are too scared to even reprimand people. And even if that person is in our own family, own relatives, we find we are too scared to reprimand because we are scared of the backlash. If it's my brother's child, I'm too scared to rectify him because my brother will fight with me, or my sister will fight with me, or my uncle will fight. So we are too concerned about what people will think about us. And even if the person is doing wrong, we turn a blind eye and say, as long as our children are okay. Is this not happening in our families? Views of Madhi channel. What am I talking about? Is this something strange, or this is what's happening? You find these days, you are too scared to even reprimand your own brother's children. Yet in those days, I remember I got hiding when I was a child from my uncle, and nobody was angry. They said there's a reason why I got hiding, because I did something naughty. But today, you don't have to hit, you just have to scold your own brother's child. You find the whole family, his family will be against you. The reason for this is, we don't know Islamic values. And that is why you find so easily our Muslims can become corrupted with the values of other religion. And that is why you find people are moving away from our deen. There is also another hadith, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has hinted, he said, there will appear a time where people will gain this world with the help of deen. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, closer to the end time, men will come forth who will fraudulently use religion for worldly ends and will wear sheepskin in public to display meekness. Their tongues will be sweeter than sugar, but their hearts will be the hearts of wolves. So these people who have been described will show no respect for Islamic laws and will not hesitate to use religion for their own gains. Imagine over 1,400 years ago, that it was mentioned in the hadith that people around the world will be killed because of practicing their faith. And is this not happening right now in a country? Many hundreds and thousands of people are being killed only because they are practicing Islam. And it's happening right now. Again, my dear viewers of Madhi channel, imagine 1,400 years ago, over 1,000, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that this will be the sign of the end times when people practicing Islam will be killed. In the end times, the community of faithful, that means the people who will adorn the masajids. But that means they will decorate the masjid. The masjid will be beautiful, but their hearts will be in ruin. So another sign of the end time is the masajids will be decorated with chandeliers, look beautiful inside, but will be devoid of sincere worshippers. What the scholars say, what is the decoration of a masjid? What is the decoration of a house of Allah? The decoration are to be filled with worshippers who love Allah. This is the decoration of a masjid. Not an empty masjid with beautiful chandeliers and beautiful carpets and beautiful decoration. The decoration of a masjid, what pleases Allah is that masjid is full with pious worshippers who are worshipping Allah. This is the beauty of the masjid. So, You go to your masjid and see, is it full of this type of beauty? And as I said, one of the signs will be, we will decorate our masjid, but it will be empty of sincere worshippers. And you'll find that on the one of the signs also is approaching, when people know that Allah has commanded them to prefer goodness and shun evil, but they will not observe it. And also mention that the last hour will not be established until there remain those people who will neither be aware of virtues, nor will they prevent vices. That means they don't even know what is good, and when they see something evil, they won't make any attempt to prevent it. Near the establishment of the hour, you'll find people doing good deeds will decrease. In one hadith, it's mentioned, as a sign of the last day is, faithful Muslims will become fewer, and some will be weakened by the pressure of the sinners. And also another sign, you'll find that people will start raising their voices in the masjid, causing fights and argument in the masjid. And is this not happening now? Because we don't know the sanctity of the masjid. We don't know how to be respectful in the masjid. And we shout and fight and argue in the masjid. And another sign, and this, my dear viewers of Madhi channel, is so glaring. It mentioned the hour will come when leaders will be oppressors. Is this not true? And you look at most leaders of most countries, look at the character, and you will see what beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, how these things are unfolding and becoming a reality in our times. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, in the end times, there will be few people who will be called true believers. There will come a time for my people when the masjid will be full of people, but empty of true guidance. Is this not true? Is this not prevalent in our society, in our families, in our friends around us? These things are happening. So doesn't it tell you that we are moving further and further away from becoming true practicing Muslims? And people are not even talking about it. Besides, you find Amir al-Sunnat, Nigran al-Shura on Madhi channel, how many times they say that, why do you shave your beard? They remind you that on the day of Qiyamah, how are you going to face our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you shave your beard? And through the pious mouth and the words, many youngsters you'll find, alhamdulillah, in Dawud Islami, through the ruhaniyat in the message of Amir al-Sunnat, Nigran al-Shura, and the Muballighs of Dawud Islami, alhamdulillah, many youngsters now are keeping full beard. Many youngsters are using Amama Sharif, following the Sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you want to be amongst those who want to be saved at the end time, the easiest method, the easiest way is get involved in the mahal of Dawud Islami. The least you can do is have Madni channel, watch Madni channel, and you will see, you will be reminded over and over again that when you find yourself shaving your beard, you feel ashamed because somebody is reminding you that this is the beloved sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you go to the masjid with your t-shirt, nobody is telling you, but in Madni channel they tell you that the adab of going to the masjid. Many people, when they go and pray salah, they don't even know how to make ruku properly, they don't even know how to make sajda properly, but in Madni channel we are being trained and taught. So if you want to be among the few who are practicing, who are sincere, because the sign is, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who will be following the right guidance will be few. So do you want to be included amongst the majority who are not included among the few, or you want to be among the few who, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will be truly guided? And what an easy and beautiful formula: get attached with the mahol, with the environment of Dawud Islami, you'll find it be so easy for you to rectify yourself, to reform yourself, and to follow deen as it's supposed to be followed. Alhamdulillah. And as we know, we have been talking about many things that Dawud Islami teaches us to make us aware of our responsibility. One is obviously daily take accountability of your actions, and what better way than Madni Inamat? And as before, it was booklets, but now you get it, you can get it on your cell phone. And it's in a lot electronic format, it's so easy. All we have to do is give little time, because now, Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islam is using technology that is you are accustomed to make things easy for you, for us to follow. So if you have an Android phone, Alhamdulillah, how easy it is for you to download. And daily, look at your actions. Because we don't know which action we are doing is not acceptable. I'll give one example. In Madni Channel, in many places, they talk about Kufla Madina, the Madni lock of the eye. Now this is the first step towards sins. How many of us don't even know what we're supposed to be looking at, what is permissible to see, and what is not permissible to see. We see things, and you find, unfortunately, we've got the tools of sins in our pockets. So if you're not in the mahol of Dawud Islami, friends can send you filthy pictures, filthy videos, and you will see, not realizing that this is haram to see, that you are destroying your akhirah. You're enjoying few seconds of shaitanic pleasure, but you're destroying your permanent stay in the akhirah, in Jannah. Or you'll go into Jahannam and be punished. And as we know, as we said, one of the signs is people who will have piety will be few. So I'm giving you a little formula. The easiest way, my dear viewers of Madhi Channel, get involved in the mahol of Dawud Islami. Attend the weekly ijtima. Islamic sisters, Alhamdulillah, there are weekly ijtimas for Islamic sisters as well. You all are the mothers. And they say a mother is the first university of a child. If the mother is educated, obviously the mother will pass education to her children. But if the mother is not being educated, how better than getting involved in the mahal of Dawud Islami and learning. And once you become knowledgeable, you become a good teacher as well. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand that the time is very short. The period, we're talking about the end time, signs of the final hour is around us. So how much longer are we going to wait to change ourselves? Because if we don't change ourselves, you think our children are going to change automatically on their own? Because we are responsible for them. And they or the generation after them may be the final generation. And imagine if we didn't do our job to sort this thing out, our generation will be amongst the Dajjal. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand this message and let us make tawbah if we are not following our deen properly, because Almighty Allah is most merciful. If you seek tawbah, if you seek forgiveness sincerely, Almighty Allah will remove all your sins. So the first thing is seek forgiveness, make tawbah sincerely and get fully active in the mahol of Dawud Islami. Get involved in all the activities. As I mentioned, one is Madni Inamat, traveling on Madni Kafila, etc., etc. And you'll find, in a very easy way, you'll find reform taking place within you. And inshallah, then you will become the architect of change of people that are going to follow you, your children and their children. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand this message and act upon it. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day